You're listening to Vatican Radio.
A two-day seminar focusing on the contribution of science, culture, politics and technology in improving water and sanitation management came to a close on Friday in the Vatican. The workshop, organised by the Pontifical Academy of Sciences, was entitled The Human Right to Water, an interdisciplinary focus and contributions on the central role of public policies in water and sanitation management. Present at the seminar, Cardinal Peter Turkson, president of the new Vatican Office for Integral Human Development. He said a just and fair water management is urgent in the quest for greater social justice and solidarity. Speaking to Vatican Radio, he also said the seminar is a precious occasion to push for much-needed policies.
This meeting over here is so very important because while we can at least avail ourselves of this opportunity to draw attention to the fact that we do not yet have a formulation of access to water in terms of a right, and probably it's time to do that. We need to have a formulation like right to water. It's not something that we may or may not have. Without water, human life itself is not possible. And a lot of things which human life depends is also not possible without water. There's a talk already about farming in several parts of the world because rainfall patterns failed. There was no water. Things, you know, food could not be cultivated. Apart from the thing of conflict, which also made things impossible in certain places. But apart from conflict, the other thing that failed several populations was their, you know, access to water. So we're hoping that this would find its greatest expression at this meeting so that, you know, world authorities and all will find ways. I think we have the technology these days to, one, make water portable, drinkable in several places. And we also have the technology these days, even in certain tough conditions, to still grow crops through either drip irrigation or something. So I think we have the technology to create access to water for the very many populations in the world which still have difficulty without water. There's a lot of it, but not accessible to all. There's a lot of it, but not portable. There's a lot of it, but we still need to, you know, which need to be brought to the use of humanity.
And wasting it.
Unfortunately, the waste of it is also there. And a lot of people take access to water for granted, and that's a pity. A lot of you don't think about the fact that, you know, you go to whatever, just you need to be in certain cities in the summer, and just you have people open, you know, water, you know, fire hydrants and all of that have water, and they have a lot of fun. It's all out there, but most importantly, you know, if it's possible to stop famine or deaths through access to poor access to water, potable water, waterborne diseases and all of that, would be the greatest thing that we can do to our world.
That was Cardinal Peter Turkson, president of the new Vatican Office for Integral Human Development.